You may wonder, why am I talking about a painting? But in fact, when I came to Australia, the first painting I knew about, other than a Nolan lithograph, which I actually brought with me, was this painting of Tom Roberts. Why? Because at the time, the iconic research project in my field was to build a robot sheep shearer. I'm an electrical engineer, computer engineer by training. And so this painting was kind of the hallmark of that project. Now, the project didn't succeed, but it was actually recognized that between the time that Roberts painted this picture in 1890 and the early 80s when I came here, there had been virtually no change in the hard labor, backbreaking work that both Dave and Esther have referred to that was involved in sheep shearing. There had been virtually no change in that. It was still a very difficult task. And therefore, they were looking for a technological solution that would make it possible. So, wind the clock forward 30 years, and we come to today. And a couple of things have happened. First of all, computing power has increased by 250,000 times in that period. So we have a completely different set of opportunities in terms of how we build things. Most important of all is we've found a way of putting all that computing power into what is known as the cloud. Massive servers run in nameless places all over the world that allow computing to become as cheap and accessible to everyday people as it was in the 1980s to enterprises. So just think of what Google does for you today. That's the example of how we've progressed in that time. But ironically, we've also come to a point where we now have a new set of computers, which are basically little $5 chips that you can put in anything. So you think of that, and you actually are starting to turn physical things into sentient beings of a sort. Take, for example, a watch, which can actually now report on your bio information directly to doctors on the internet or to automated systems in the cloud on the internet, which will do diagnosis for you on the fly. Add to that the ability to do all sorts of new sensing. For example, if we think of sheep again, you could put a tag in the sheep's ear, which will allow you to track where that sheep is. And sheep being sheep, all the others will follow him. And that will enable you to do the mustering much more easily. You can even do things like fly drones over the paddocks to see where you should make the sheep's graze, because sheep, one plural. You can actually determine using sensors in that drone whether a paddock is ready to be grazed or not. You can possibly even do things like determine whether the sheep is ready to be shorn in terms of the weight of the wool that they're carrying at that point. So, and all that information is constantly being uploaded into this cloud information system. So that brings us to a point today where the artificial intelligence that you need to create a robot sheep shearer is actually possible. Whether it's been done or not, I'm not totally clear. But it is now becoming possible because we've seen a sudden change in artificial intelligence in the last few years. But more importantly than shearing sheep, technology is opening the doors to actually address the what I call the four horsemen of the modern apocalypse: climate change, health and aging, food and water supply, and urbanization, the things that are causing mankind at the moment undue stress. And we have the technology to actually make it possible to solve those particular issues over the next 30 years. But to end with a sober note, we're going to create what I think will be the greatest existential crisis mankind will face by doing that. Because Oxford University have done a study in which they've shown that in the next 20 years, almost 50% of jobs are amenable to computerization, which means that potentially we're going to have half our population unable to find work due to those computers that are taking their jobs. And meaningful employment, I believe, is a fundamental human right, and that without it, we're going to create societal challenges that are just incredibly difficult to deal with. If you want to know what this dystopian future might look like, read the book by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. called Play a Piano. So the real concern for us is if Tom Roberts came back in the afterlife after 200 years, will that sheep shed be empty or not? And what will the people be doing? Thank you.